You are listening to the Dressing Room podcast series brought to you by Cricket Next.
Hi, this is Supriya and you are listening to Dressing Room brought to you by Cricket Next.
On this episode of Dressing Room, we take a look at Kumar Sangakkara's cricketing career.
Kumar Sangakkara was born on 27th October 1977 and is considered one of the greatest batsmen of all time. He played in 134 tests and scored 12,400 runs at a batting average of 57.4 with 38 centuries and 52 50s. For some reason in his career, he has played second fiddle to players like Sachin Tendulkar, Brian Lara, Ricky Ponting, Matthew Hayden and Jack Cullis. The reason for that is that he is not as attractive and flamboyant as them and that his batting is devoid of majesty and grandeur. Even in the Sri Lankan team, he was not as destructive as Sanat Jayasurya or as artistic or elegant as Mahila Jayawardhane. This could be a blessing as it allows him to concentrate on just scoring runs for his team, or it could be unfair as it deprives of recognition for his exploits. If you just judge by the currency of scoring runs, he puts most of the other legends of his generation in the shade. Sangakkara's 38 centuries is the fourth most by any player in the history of tests. There have been 30 players who've scored a minimum of 8,000 test runs, and Sangakkara has the second highest batting average in this elite list, after Sir Garfield Sobers. Sangakkara is not one of those fair-weather players who only scores runs at home but are found wanting away from home. He has played 53 tests away from home and has scored 4,888 runs at 53.13 with 14 centuries and 23 50s. He has also scored 1,000 test runs in a calendar 5 times, which is the epitome of consistency. This is the second most number of times any player has scored 1,000 test runs in a calendar year, with only Tendulkar achieving the feat 6 times. Sangakkara was an outstanding wicketkeeper early in his career but gave up the gloves as many judges felt that it would impact his batting. He used to bat at the number 3 position for Sri Lanka in tests and it would not have been feasible and realistic for him to continue keeping in tests. Sangakkara donned the gloves in 48 tests and scored 3,117 runs at 40.48 with 7 centuries and 11 50s. There have been 31 wicketkeepers who've scored a minimum of 2,000 test runs and Sangakkara's batting average is the 6th highest among this lot. Sangakkara's record when playing just as a batsman and not donning the gloves is almost unbelievable. He has played 86 tests just as a batsman and has scored 9,283 runs at 66.78 with 31 centuries and 41 50s. This batting average is the second highest after Don Bradman among all the 283 batsmen who have scored a minimum of 2,000 test runs as a non-wicketkeeper. There have been a lot of fine batsmen who have played at the number 3 position for their country in tests. Sangakkara's 11,679 runs at 60.82 at the number 3 position is a world record, even ahead of his fine contemporaries in Ricky Ponting and Rahul Dravid. There have been 38 batsmen who have scored a minimum of 2,000 runs at number 3 and Sangakkara has the 6th highest batting average. In terms of innings taken to achieve the milestones of 8,000, 9,000, 11,000 and 12,000 test runs, Sangakkara is the quickest ever and is the joint fastest to score 10,000 test runs. In spite of owning a plethora of records, Sangakkara was a bit slow to get off the blocks in tests and at the end of his 37th test had scored only 2,409 runs at 43.09. However, he struck a purple patch in his next 90 tests, starting from 14th May 2004 till 6th August 2014, scoring 9,498 runs at 65.05 with 33 centuries and 37 50s. Most batsmen struggle to average in excess of 65 over a long period, but Sangakkara maintained this level of consistency for a period of more than 10 years. During this period, he was the highest run scorer in tests and scored an incredible 1,171 runs, more than the second highest run scorer in tests. He also scored the maximum number of centuries, 4 more than Jack Cullis. In fact, if you consider his entire career of 15 years, from July 2000 till August 2015, he was the highest run scorer in tests. And if you impose a 2,000-run cut-off during this period, he had the third-best batting average after Mohammad Yusuf and Cullis. Sangakkara has many other records to his name. He has scored 11 double centuries in tests, which is the second highest after 12 by Don Bradman. He was also the first player to register scores in excess of 150 in an innings in four consecutive tests. Sangakkara also holds the record for the highest ever partnership for any wicket in tests. In tandem with Mahila Jayawardene, he put on a partnership of 624 for the third wicket against South Africa at Colombo in 2006. The duo are the only pair to put on a partnership in excess of 600 in tests. He is simply one of the greatest batsmen ever to play tests, irrespective of whichever yardstick or parameter you use to judge him. ODIs. While his test record is mind-boggling, Sangakkara is no slouch in ODIs either. He has played in 404 ODIs and scored 14,234 runs at 41.98 with 25 centuries and 93 50s. He has played the fourth most number of ODIs in history. Since the workload in ODIs is comparatively lesser, with the game lasting just a single day, Sangakkara used to don the gloves in this format so that his team could have better balance. He has scored in excess of 1,000 runs in a calendar year in ODIs, six times, which is once again the second most in ODI history after Tendulkar, who has done it seven times. Sangakkara has kept wicket in 360 out of the 404 ODIs he played in and scored 13,341 runs at 43.74 at a batting strike rate of 80.75. This is the most ever by a wicketkeeper, and with Mahendra Singh Dhoni, 10,500, coming to the end of his career, this record looks set to stand the test of time. Sangakkara also has the second highest run aggregate in ODIs after Tendulkar and has scored the eighth most number of centuries in ODI history. His 23 centuries as a wicketkeeper is the highest, well ahead of Adam Gilchrist, who scored 16. There have been 21 wicketkeepers who have scored a minimum of 2,000 runs in ODIs, and Sangakkara has the fifth highest batting average amongst those in this elite list. He's also the first and only batsman to score four consecutive centuries in ODIs, which he did during the 2015 World Cup. Sangakkara was the first Sri Lankan and the fourth ever to score a century in his 100th ODI. With the gloves, Sangakkara has effected 482 dismissals in ODIs, and this is a world record. He has 383 catches and 99 stumpings to his name. In World Cups, Sangakkara has effected 54 dismissals in 37 matches, which is the maximum number of dismissals by a wicketkeeper in World Cups. T20Is. Since T20Is were not around for a major part of his career, Sangakkara did not get any opportunity to etch his name in history in this format. However, his partnership of 166 for the second wicket with Mahila Jayawardene for Sri Lanka against West Indies at Bridgetown, Barbados in the World T20 in 2010 is a record for any wicket in the World T20. Sangakkara also became the first batsman to score 50s in two separate finals at the World T20, which he did in 2009 and 2014. Sangakkara is one of the players from Asia who indulges in sledging, and it says a lot about the hypocritical nature of players and commentators from outside Asia who give him a lot of flack for it. However, his sledging is not ridden with expletives or personal attacks, but has a touch of humour meant to throw the batsman off his game. In a Super 6 match at the 2003 World Cup between South Africa and Sri Lanka, the skipper of the Proteas, Sean Pollock, arrived at the crease with South Africa in a perilous position. Sanga, as he is popularly known, sledged Pollock by reminding that there was a lot of pressure on him as the latter was the skipper and that the entire expectations of the 42 million population of South Africa was on Pollock's shoulders. This was nothing crass, but just a cheeky and clever way to unsettle the batsman. In the 2017 Champions Trophy, Sangakkara was sharing the mic with Pollock in a match between Sri Lanka and India, and Pollock, in lighter vein, reminded Sanga that there was a lot of pressure on the former as Sri Lanka were running out of leaders with Upul Taranga banned. Angelo Matthews was potentially about to be banned and a few Sri Lanka players were injured. So Pollock asked Sangakkara if he was prepared to make a comeback and play against Pakistan and that the expectations of Sri Lanka's entire 21 million population was on the latter. Sanga took the ribbing good-naturedly and said that he was enjoying the pleasures of the commentary box and had no inclination to make a comeback. This showed that Sanga was a good sport and was willing to be on the receiving end of some good-natured banter and not just dish it out. In a tri-series match between Sri Lanka and India in 2010, Suraj Randeep deliberately bowled a no-ball to deny Virendra Sehwag a century. Sehwag said that he thought that Randeep was acting on the orders of the senior players in the side. Even though Sangha was the captain, he denied giving any instructions to Randhir, and that was one of the few controversies that happened on his watch. In spite of his propensity to sledge, Sangha has been involved in very few controversies in his career, even though he gives verbal volleys to batsmen who refuse to walk when they are clearly out. In 2011, Sangha delivered the MCC Spirit of Cricket Cowdery lecture at Lord's. He became the youngest person and the first active international cricketer to deliver the lecture, which was widely praised by the cricketing community. His one-hour-long speech was based on the history and the corruption of the cricket administration in Sri Lanka. This speech has been described as one of the most important speeches in cricket history. Sangha retired from ODI cricket after the conclusion of the 2015 World Cup. Sangha also won the award for outstanding contribution to sport at the 5th Asian Awards, which were held in London on 17th April 2015. In 2016, in a poll by cricket.com.au to find the one-day international greatest of all time, GOAT, Sangha won the fan poll, edging out Sachin Tendulkar. Sangakkara was awarded the Sir Garfield Sobers Trophy in 2012, which is an award given to the ICC Cricketer of the Year. He was named the ICC Test Player of the Year in 2012. He was named the ICC ODI Player of the Year in 2011 and 2013. He was named the Wisden Leading Cricketer of the Year in 2011 and 2014. He was selected in the ICC Test Team of the Year in 2006, 2007, 2008, 2010, 2011 and 2012. He was also selected in the ICC ODI Team of the Year in 2011, 2012, 2013 and 2015. Sangakkara is involved in a lot of charity work in Sri Lanka. He is a member of the ThinkWise initiative launched by the International Cricket Council, Joint United Nations Programme on HIV/AIDS and UNICEF. This initiative is aimed at raising awareness of HIV prevention and eliminating discrimination against people living with HIV and AIDS. He's also a partner of the Foundation of Goodness, which is a charity launched by Kushil Gunashekara. To conclude, Sangakkara is one of the greatest batsmen ever to play the game and also a fine human being.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.